Taking a look now at your news for the hour. Appointments were made for those to serve on Emily City's newly created Neighborhood Improvement Authority Board. Before the appointments were made, City Commissioner Luke Steinpan asked to be removed because he feels there's a conflict of interest as he is a candidate to be on that board. The mayor explained there is no financial gain for a member of the NIA board, and as such, there's no reason for recusal. Those who were appointed to the NIA board were John Moyer, Marshall LaCrosse, Robert Met, Catherine Minoli, Walter Bargan, Robert Tanis, and Luke Stempian. In 2025, the city established the NIA to focus on using revenue for business development. To do so, revenue will be captured by using tax increments in the NIA district. And another news for today. In Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris presided over the probable cause conference for the state of Michigan versus Caleb J. Powers. Assistant prosecuting attorney Alexander Fanny represented the people, while attorney Dallas Rooney represented Mr. Powers. The prosecution extended an offer for Mr. Powers to waive his preliminary examination and plead guilty to both counts. However, the defense indicated that Mr. Powers is undergoing mental health treatment and moved for a referral to the Center for Forensic Psychiatry for a competency evaluation. Attorney Rooney noted Mr. Powers' strange behavior as reported by police and relatives and his current second hospitalization. Judge Ferris granted the motion, ordering Mr. Powers to be evaluated at the Center for Forensic Psychiatry. A review date has been set for Thursday, August 13th at 10:30 a.m. to assess the evaluation's progress and schedule further proceedings. The prosecution will prepare the necessary order. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
As parents, we have a million things running through our minds. Playdates, checkups, laundry, diapers, work, groceries. So it's easy to make a mistake. Oh, I forgot birthday candles. We say we'd never put our kids in danger by leaving them in the car alone.
Sit tight, hon. I'll be right back.
But temperatures as low as 60 degrees can be deadly for children left behind. So always bring them with you. And every time you park the car, stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, a religious statue at Sacred Heart Cemetery sustained significant damage following an apparent act of vandalism in Huron County. According to the St. Hubert Parish, the incident occurred shortly after 2:30 p.m. on May the 31st. Church officials say a woman driving a white Hyundai Sonata allegedly drove into the Sacred Heart of Jesus statue during the daylight hours while witnesses were nearby to see the incident. The parish described the damage as extensive and expressed disappointment over the incident. Church leaders are asking anyone with any information about what happened to come forward and contact the parish. No additional details about potential suspects or law enforcement involvement were immediately released. And another news for today. Indian Fields Township is expanding the park along M81 southwest of Caro. The township bought 11 acres of property that used to house employees of the Caro Center, a state psychiatric hospital. The buildings on that property have now been razed and the land has been cleared to connect to the park's 150 acres of property that has the Cass River running through it. During the May Township meeting, it was announced that the payment for the property has already been sent out by certified mail. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today. Thursday, June the 4th of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, You can also go online to thumbnet.net.